for sure it wasn't easy, and she's a fighter, you know, she showed that on every match she played here, so I knew that I have to be ready for every game because the momentum can change pretty quickly, and I'm happy, you know, that I played so long in a tiebreaker because I think last tiebreakers were so lucky for me, so I'm just glad that I was solid and I managed to finish these last shots, and, you know, I tried to push on every point, and I'm happy that it worked.
As I said, it's one more Grand Slam final for you. You get used to. I'd like to know if you change a bit your preparation before this kind of final, or you just keep going and don't change anything.
No, there's no sense to change anything, honestly. If you're in the final, it means that your routine for the whole tournament was working, you know. So obviously it's going to be a little bit different. It's always a little bit different. But, you know, our goal is to kind of play this match as any other one. And honestly, I've always tried to do that. And I think it usually worked. So I'm going to keep the same focus, be kind of focused on what I want to do on court, and hope we're just going to play a nice match and entertain you guys.
Last one. Now, when you play on court Philippe Chatrier, you are a little bit at home. And today,
one more time,
you are a little bit at home because you played so many matches here. And today, you got many support and many fans came from Poland. I'm sure you want to say a few words. I'm sure you want to say a few words in Polish.
Sure. I'm really grateful for everything, but honestly, I don't know what you guys were shouting for the whole match. It was Bia or Iga. I heard it differently every time. So I guess there was a little bit of a fight between Polish and Brazilian fans, but ale chciałam podziękować wam wszystkim za to, że przyjechaliście, że jesteście. Z roku na rok jest coraz więcej was tutaj w Paryżu i też na innych turniejach, więc bardzo to doceniam i naprawdę super.
Once again, congratulations and we'll be happy to see you on Saturday. Mesdames et messieurs, qualifiés pour une nouvelle finale ici à Roland-Garros, la numéro 1 mondiale, Iga Świątek.
De Roland-Garros 7. This podcast is brought to you by Mastercard.
Thursday evening in the French capital. It is day 12 of Roland Garros, and we have this continued theme of sunshine, blue skies, and top-class tennis. Hello and welcome to Night and Day at Roland Garros. It's lovely to have your company once again, and here for you is what we have for you on this evening's show. Mukova wins titanic tussle to reach maiden Grand Slam final. The mixed doubles champions at Roland Garros 2023 are crowned. And it's the match everyone wants to see. We'll look ahead to the men's semi-finals. So a busy show ahead of us, and we weren't sure at the start of the day if we would have live tennis, because it's just gone 8 o'clock in the evening local time. But after 3 hour, 13 minute first semi-final, we do have live action. We're going to get to it shortly. Before we do here on Philippe Chatrier, we thought you would like a little bit of the story of the game. So the story so far between Iga Świątek, who is a defending champion, and she's the world number one, taking on the Brazilian Beatriz Hadach-Meier. Now, in the first couple of games, there was a break apiece, an early break for the Brazilian. The Pole was able to strike straight back before they settled into this contest. The second meeting between the two, they met on the hard courts of Toronto last year, and Świątek was able to get in her groove and just put too much pressure on the Brazilian, who is swinging big. And she has spent over 13 hours on court, Hadach-Meier, coming into this match. Świątek has not dropped a set. She has barely been pushed as she looks for her third Roland Garros final. So it was a set, and a comfortable set in the end for Iga Świątek, closing it out by 6-2. So that is the story of the match. If we cross to Philippe Chatrier, where this semi-final continues, there's been a little twist. I mentioned that Iga Świątek hasn't dropped a set through the course of this tournament. Well, early stages of the second set, there was a break for Haddad Maia, but the difference was in the second set is that the Brazilian was able to consolidate the break, something she wasn't able to do in the first set. Remembering, Świątek hasn't been pushed to the point of dropping a set, and Beatrice Haddad Maia, she's come back from a set down in her last three matches. There's a wonderful atmosphere. There's a big group of Brazilians. There's a big group of Poles. And it's turning into a tantalizing battle between the two. Maybe it will go the difference. Distance, as I mentioned, has gone past 8 o'clock in the evening. And Iga Świątek looking for her fourth Grand Slam final. She's already got three Grand Slam titles, two of them here at Roland Garros for Beatrice Haddad Maia. This is new territory. It's her first Grand Slam semi-final. Been an incredible tournament, but Iga Świątek keeping it to just the one break of serve, and it's a match we are going to keep a close eye on throughout the course of this show. And I can hear the band in the background. They've been here from first ball and they will be here until last, and they were in their seats earlier in the day for the first of the semi-finals. Now this was between Karolina Muchová, the Czech player who came in at 43 in the world rankings, and the Australian Open champion and world number two Aryna Sabalenka. Now this was an incredible match that would unfold. And this first set would go over the hour mark. Sabalenka actually had break points in the fourth game, but she couldn't convert. But she was able to assert herself a little bit later. Now, this is a second meeting between the two, but they haven't met since 2019. So it's really hard to look at that and to try and put some context on that. Because since then, Aryna Sabalenka has become a Grand Slam champion and Karolina Muchová has finally shrugged off the injuries. The backhand line from Karolina Muchová was absolutely on fire in this match. She's got such court craft and skill, and she was able to close out the first set. And there's an amazing stat that before this semi-final, 13 of the last 14 women's semi-finals here had been won by the player who'd taken the first set. But Aryna Sabalenka was not done yet. In the second set, she was able to fight back. Now, they traded breaks after Muchová actually went 2-love up in the main body of the set. But Aryna Sabalenka was able to cut down the errors, move Muchová around, find the gaps, and take this the distance into the third set. And Karolina Muchová would find herself 2-5 down to Aryna Sabalenka. Aryna Sabalenka knowing that should she win this, get to the final, go on better than Iga Świątek, she could end the tournament as the world number one. There were some blistering rallies between these two players. I cannot emphasize enough just how good the quality of tennis was that was on show between Karolina Muchová, whose live ranking had shot up to 19 going into this, finally playing injury-free, and Aryna Sabalenka, who said the pressure has eased so much with the title in Australia. But Aryna Sabalenka got herself in all sorts of bother. Karolina Muchová was able to step up, coming forward so many times, reading the drop shot of Aryna Sabalenka. And then for the Czech player, looking for her first Grand Slam final, and so it would be. Fifth year in a row, the Roland Garros finalist is a first-time Grand Slam finalist. Muchová, the third player ranked outside the top 40 to reach the Roland Garros final. She has an all-court game. It's an absolute pleasure to watch. Live rankings, she's now the world number 16. So many injuries have plagued her career. Look at the delight on her face. She looks so at home out there. It was an absolute pleasure to watch. Now, very shortly, we will get the thoughts in the press conference from Aryna Sabalenka, but the applause is for that young lady there who spoke on court after the win.
I don't really know what happened. You know, the atmosphere, the people are just pushing me all the matches. It's unbelievable. I just try to keep fighting and it worked. I really don't know what happened. I'm so happy.
The match was, you were winning 7-6, 2-love. Then it turned again. And you haven't played that many big matches in big tournaments. How did you get used to that? Because that's complicated.
Just look around. It's pretty easy here with on this beautiful stadium with so many people watching. And I would repeat myself again. It goes just nice with everyone. You know, Thank you. It's I go for the towel and people there cheering on me on both sides. I hear my name. It's incredible feeling.
Tough match. She played unbelievable tennis, and still I had a lot of opportunities and I didn't use it. And yeah, of course I'm very disappointed with this tough loss, but that's okay.
It was a tough one for Aryna Sabalenka, who had opportunities to close out the match and reach her first Roland Garros final. As it is, it will be Karolina Muchova who takes to the stage on Saturday afternoon. The question is, who is she going to face? Is it going to be the defending champion, the world number one Iga Swiatek, or is it going to be the Brazilian Beatriz Hadach-Mai, who is looking to hold on to this break? It's such a precious break. The Brazilian, the first Brazilian woman to reach a Grand Slam semi-final since Maria Bueno at the US Open in 1968. She is rewriting history. She's been such a fighter through the course of this tournament, but you're always under pressure when you're taking on Iga Swiatek, who's in her fifth Grand Slam semi-final, a two-time winner of Roland Garros. She also picked up the US Open crown in 2022. And when it comes to Grand Slam matches, since she has been the world number one, Iga Swiatek has won 24 and she has lost just two. They are frightening statistics that Iga Swiatek has, looking to get us back on serve in this second set. Remember, she is yet to drop a set. Beatriz Hadach-Mai finally transforming the league form that she got a lot of points to defend coming up on the grass, but finally translating that to the Grand Slam stage. But this is a very, very tough test against Swiatek, who is so at home on this surface. And this was a breakpoint opportunity for Swiatek. It comes off the error of the Brazilian, and that would level us up in the midway point of the second set with Iga Swiatek. You heard there, three games all, but Iga Swiatek leading by a set to love. Well, I think there was the Star Wars theme being played by the band in the background. There's so much going on Philippe Chatrier at the moment. Now, we do have champions crowned here at Roland Garros for 2023, because the first match on Philippe Chatrier was the mixed doubles final, being contested between the unseeded pairings of Miyu Kato and Tim Putz, and Bianca Andreescu and Michael Venus. Now, after a shaky start, Andreescu and Venus would take the first set. There were some errors off the Venus racket at the very early stages, but a really good fight back from Kato and Putz, who met at the mixed double sign-in, would you believe? And they would go on to take the deciding champions tie-break to be crowned Grand Slam champions. For Andreescu, so many positives. This was her first mixed doubles event. She said she's going to play more in the future because she really enjoyed it. Michael Venus, a former winner here, but they are your champions, Miyu Kato and Tim Putz. Mixed doubles champions 2023 Roland Garros, and they stayed on Philippe Chatrier for a good while afterwards, signing autographs and taking selfies. So congratulations to them. While that was playing out over on court, Simone Mathieu, the men's doubles final was being pieced together. We're going to go in order of the matches, and first into the final were the fourth seeds of Ivan Dodig and Austin Krajicek. Now, this was a rematch of last year's semi-final against Granollers and Zabaios with the same result. Dodig and Krajicek into their second Roland Garros finals together, consecutive finals here in their fourth final this year that's resulted in two titles. So a second Grand Slam final for Krajicek on the right, a fifth for Dodig, who won the title here in 2015. Now, in tomorrow's final, they will face the unseeded pair from Belgium, Sander Gilles and Joren Vliegen, who came through in straight sets against the 12th seeds Middelkoop and Mies. It is a first Grand Slam final for the Belgians. Look at that hug at the end. One of these pairings will be crowned Roland Garros men's doubles champions by the end of the week. So really well done to them, coming through, getting the wins, defeating seeds along the way and booking their place in the final. So the men's doubles final is set. We've had the mixed doubles champions crowned. Next up, and it doesn't get any easier, it doesn't matter that there are fewer matches, but when it comes to picking the standout moment, point or shot of the day, it's really tricky. But here is the one we've got for you today.
0-15.
Now, ahead of tomorrow's men's semi-finals, we decided to dedicate this evening's Never Have I Ever to one man.
Thank you, Grand Slams. I'm sorry. I have. Yeah, Noll is, I guess, the most common one. I have a few others, you know, Joker or Joko or something like that, but Noll is probably the most common. Tomba La Bomba, you know, we used to remember him and cheer for him. And when I met him first time, actually, it was in my country. He came over. Very emotional experience for me. And, of course, meeting Pete Sampras there. My third childhood idol was Michael Jordan in sports. So I still haven't met him, but I will probably be very starstruck if I do. Re-gifted a gift? I have. Mm-hmm. Privileged to receive a lot of gifts from amazing fans around the world, especially in China. And yes, I do admit that I have re-gifted some kids. I'm sorry, but I have to be honest. This one. I have never had a tattoo.
Would you ever have a tattoo?
I say at the moment, you know, you never know, but I don't think it's, I'm just not that kind of a guy. I don't, you know, just leaving an ink for permanently on my skin. I just don't like that feeling. I ever wanted to go to practice?
Not wanted to go to practice.
Oh, I have.
Only one person said they never had that feeling out of everyone we've spoken to.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
That is the common answer.
All right. So okay, good.
And finally, never have.
Wait, let me guess who that person is.
Right.
Andrei Rublev.
No.
Dominic Thiem.
I don't think you'll get
Rafael it. Nadal. Who else? Casper Ruud.
No.
He
said yesterday.
Benoit Paire.
Yeah. It's French. I'm a natural French player.
Guy Monfils.
No.
I don't know.
Who's Hugo Humbert.
Hugo Humbert.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's never had that feeling ever.
No. Chapeau.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We thought you'd enjoy seeing all of Novak Djokovic's answers put together. And if you've missed any of the Never Have I Ever series, you can find them via the official Roland Garros social media channels. To those semi-finals very shortly, but firstly, back to the action that's taking place on Philippe Chatry. We know that Karolina Mukova is in Saturday's final, but who will she face? It is one of Iga Świątek or Beatrice Hadacz-Meier, a second meeting between the two. And a short while ago, Świątek was able to get the break back because she was a breakdown. For the first time, though, Hadacz-Meier was able to consolidate a break, but it wasn't long before Świątek was able to level things up once more. Świątek is looking to be the youngest woman to reach three Roland Garros finals since Monica Seles did it between 1990 and 1992, and she's also looking for her ninth clay court final. It's truly astonishing the numbers that she's racking up. And remember, during the tournament, she just turned 22. So frustration on the face of Beatrice Hadacz-Meier. Świątek looking just to nudge ahead and have the scoreboard lead. Remember, she's got that first set in the bag. She's looking to become the first woman to reach back-to-back Roland Garros finals since Simona Halep did it in 2017 and 2018. And she's getting herself in a very good position. That constant pressure, keeping the place on the baseline, the movement, the natural movement of Świątek around these clay courts, the big hitting of Beatrice Hadacz-Meier, the frustration that it keeps coming back off the racket of Świątek, who's absolutely everywhere and just wanting to get her nose in front, because then she can apply pressure onto the Brazilian. An apology from Świątek. Frustration and disappointment. We are still on serve, and hopefully we'll have another look in before the end of the show. So 4-3 on serve in the second. Świątek by a set to love. Now, we heard from Novak Djokovic in his Never Have I Ever series. Tomorrow he'll be taken to the court in the first of the semi-finals, so this is not before 2:45 in the afternoon. He's up against the world number one Carlos Alcaraz. Now, we're not going to show Carlos Alcaraz training because he didn't train today. He wasn't training at Roland Garros, he wasn't training across the road at Jean Bouin, but the two-time champion Novak Djokovic was. He was out on court five. You'll know the numbers by now. Looking for a 23rd Grand Slam title. He's looking for a possible return to the number one ranking. And he's also looking for a seventh final in his past eight majors. This is, and Carlos Alcaraz spoke about this, and he said, this guy is amazing. It's his 45th Grand Slam semi-final, and he's dropped just the one set to get to the semi-final stage. But when it comes to the head-to-head, although they've only played once before, it is worth us taking a closer look at the two when it comes to their head-to-head.
We both are playing a great level. I'm really looking for that match. And of course, for me, it's amazing to make history.
Definitely the biggest challenge for me, you know, so far in the tournament, and he's definitely a guy to beat here, so I'm looking forward to that.
If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best.
Circled in the draw as soon as the draw was made, and it's come to pass. We cannot wait for that semi-final tomorrow. So that is a not before 2:45 start. It will be followed by, I think it's a not before 5:30, but I think the time they're going to take, it will be followed by Sascha Zverev against Casper Ruud. Now, Casper Ruud is the fourth seed. He's the finalist from last year. He was practicing over on court four today, and he had a great win, didn't he, against Holger Rune in the quarterfinals. A lot of people tipping Rune to come out on top because he'd won their last meeting in Rome, but it does feel that Ruud is peaking at just the right time. Now 16 wins on the clay in 2023 together with the Estoril title. It also feels like he's got unfinished business after losing in the final to Rafa Nadal last year. And I think the same could be said for Sascha Zverev because he had that horrific ankle injury when he said, in his words, he was playing the best tennis of his life in that semi-final against Nadal last year. It kept him out for the rest of the season. A third Roland Garros semi-final, a sixth Grand Slam semi-final. The former number two, he was training over at Jean Bouin a little bit earlier. And when it comes to Ruud and Zverev, we've got a little bit more to look at. So here for you, a closer look at their head-to-head.
Yeah, I think we will both just try to enjoy the moment. So we're going to give it all, and we're going to be ready to hopefully put on a good match.
We're in the semis. It's nothing more, nothing less.
Of your order of play for tomorrow. It is Friday at Roland Garros. This is the business end of the competition, and tomorrow is men's semi-final day. But the action on Philippe Chatrier starts at 11 o'clock. Look at those people at the deck chairs. Isn't that a lovely way to spend your Thursday evening? Now, we start with the top seeds in the women's wheelchair doubles event. That's the semi-final stage, and there's going to be a wonderful atmosphere as they take on a French pair. Then from 2:45, Alcaraz against Djokovic, second meeting. Alcaraz won the meeting last year in Madrid at the semi-final stage. And then Ruud against Zverev, fourth meeting, all on the hard courts they played. This is a first at a Grand Slam, and it is a first on clay. I think you've got to say, if you're in one of those chairs, I'd stay in one of those chairs, because I think tomorrow is going to be a long but enjoyable and exciting day, as by the end of it, we're going to have our men's final lineup. Now, before we go this evening, let's just check back in with events on Philippe Chatrier, because they are continuing. It's coming up to 8:30 in the evening, and Iga Świątek once again trying to put the pressure on Beatrice Hadach-Meier. Has not dropped a set. Świątek, she'll like to keep that going. But what we've seen from the Brazilian, she's a fighter, she is a grafter. Coming up to what, 14 or so hours on court throughout the course of the tournament, and in her first Grand Slam semi-final. But Świątek's so experienced. I actually saw Świątek over in the TV compound during the first semi-final, finishing off a couple of things. And that roar from the Brazilian, her fans are there. Very important stages. So 4-4 in the second set. Świątek leading by a set to love. If you'd like to see how that concludes, then right now we have ball-by-ball commentary on Radio Roland Garros. You can find that via the website, or if you have the Roland Garros app, which you should do, then I think it's the top left corner. Click on that and you'll get ball by ball commentary. We'll be rounding up everything at the same time tomorrow night. We'll be looking back at the men's semi-final action and we'll be getting ready for the 2023 Roland Garros women's singles final. So I really hope you can join us at the same time again tomorrow. Bye for now.
The Roland Garros set. This podcast was brought to you by MasterCard.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand, that doubles type return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Finale du double mixte Roland Garros 2023. Et deux, la première équipe à rentrer sur le court, la Canadienne Bianca Andreescu et le Néo-Zélandais Michael Venus. Ils rentrent en compagnie de Vendrille. Ils sont opposés à la japonaise Miyu Kato et à l'allemand Tim Putz. Ils rentrent en compagnie d'Edgar.
Same conditions in your previous matches. If you're going to use the towel boxes, can I ask you if you can use the grey, please, and the orange, please? Do you have any questions? Tim, would you like racket or ball?
Ball, please.
It's racket.
Serve?
Serve?
Okay.
3 minutes.
À la droite de l'arbitre, en tenue noire et en tenue grise, vous voyez une équipe qui se sont qualifiées, pour cette finale ici en éliminant Melitza Martinez et Kravitz, l'allemande, premier tour, puis Bettini Matic Sands, l'américaine, et Mate Pavic au deuxième, Kostiuk et Arevalo. En quart, et enfin Dabrowski et Lemons en demi-finale. Celle qui est bien sûr la plus éloignée de l'arbitre, en tenue grise, avec la cape blanche. Elle est canadienne, elle a remporté 3 titres en simple, dont l'US Open en 2019. Elle n'a que 22 ans, Bianca Andreescu. Et à ses côtés, excellent double puisqu'elle avait remporté Roland Garros en 2017, associé à Harrison, finaliste à Wimbledon en 2018 et des finales ATP en fin de saison en 2019. Il a 35 ans, il est néo-zélandais Michael Venus. Leurs adversaires qui sont qualifiés pour cette finale en éliminant les Français Clara Burel et Hugo Gaston, premier tour. Puis encore une paire française, Elixia Echemia et Albano Olivetti. Les Brésiliens Stéphanie et Matos. Et enfin Sujati et Middlecoff en demi-finale. Celle qui est proche de l'arbitre, bien sûr, avec la cape noire. Finaliste en simple à Tokyo en 2017, elle a remporté 3 titres en double dans sa carrière. Elle a 28 ans. Elle est japonaise, Miyu Kato. Sept titres en double. Il était également finaliste à Cincinnati en 2022 en Masters 1000 avec son adversaire d'aujourd'hui, Michael Venus. Il est allemand, Tim Putz.
Mesdames et messieurs, Bianca Andreescu, Michael Vineska, et tirage au sort choisi de servir.
The bounces into the second service motion. To the back end of Venus. Venus returns it cross court. Forehand from Putz. Another forehand from Venus. Forehand cross court. Gets the angle. Great return. But draws the... Venus was good enough to hit that one back. And Putz, reaching low, forced to try and come up with something special. Nets the forehand. And that is a tremendous comeback from the Venus and Andreescu combination to win the first set 6-4. Serves to the forehand of Venus, who makes a return, but again, it's Kato brilliant at the net. Some superb volleying from the Japanese player. In the last few games of this, she just puts that backhand volley away. A high backhand volley was potentially awkward, and here we are at a set each. A second serve to come. Goes to the back end again, puts with the return, and draws the error from Venus, and there we have it. Tim puts. And Kato, his superb partner, hug after a tremendous victory.
Well, a warm embrace from all four players at the net. And after Michael Venus had missed that final shot, Andreescu immediately turned to him and said, it's okay, and smiled and said, we've had a great time. And Tim Putz and Mayu Kato just... bowing to the crowd, applauding each other, applauding this wonderful crowd that's been here and been hanging on every point for this mixed doubles final. And they've had a fantastic occasion. It's a wonderful win and a wonderful moment for Kato and Putz. And for both of them, it's a moment of redemption. Putz has been there or thereabouts, the college circuit, as you said, playing German club league tennis, and now he's a Grand Slam champion. Kato, you know, less than a week ago, was... In tears, being defaulted from this tournament on the women's doubles for a really unfortunate mishap with hitting a ball at a ball girl and, you know...
Accidental
and just, you know, fell foul of the rules and that's what the rules are for. And horrible, horrible thing to happen to a player. Horrible for everybody. Horrible for the ball girl, obviously. And that was just a real low point for her, I'm sure. And to come back and win her first Grand Slam title and become mixed doubles champion at the same tournament is quite the tournament.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du double mixte Roland Garros 2023. Nous allons saluer l'arbitre de la rencontre, Madame Alison Hughes. Finaliste du double mixte Roland Garros 2023, la Canadienne Bianca Andreescu et le Néo-Zélandais Michael Venus. Bianca, if you want to start, please.
Hi, everyone. This is my first ever mixed doubles tournament and a mixed doubles final. Definitely unexpected, but I'm not complaining. It was really fun to play with you, Michael. Congrats to our opponents. You guys deserve it. Thank you for everyone who came out, everybody who makes this tournament possible, all the organizers, sponsors, tournament director, ball kids, linesmen, photographers, all the physios as well, everyone in the locker room, I appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully we can have many more of these, but winning them next time.
Thank you. Merci, Bianca. Michael, he's the first New Zealander player in the final in the mixed double in Roland Garros. C'est le premier Néo-Zélandais en finale du double mix à Roland Garros.
Cool.
Congrats, guys. Well played. Thanks everyone for coming out.
I forgot to thank you guys.
Yeah. Elle a oublié de vous remercier, Bianca. Elle voulait vous remercier d'être venue.
Bianca, thanks for playing. Really enjoyed it. Hope we can do it again. Our team, thanks everyone. We'll see you soon. Thanks, guys.
Merci, Michael. Thank you. Les finalistes. Vainqueur du double mixte Roland-Garros 2023, la japonaise Miyu Kato et l'allemand Tim Putz. Miyu? Miyu, please. Miyu, you can start, yes. Oh, she prepared something. Elle a préparé un texte.
My English is not so good, so I was lighting last night. Thank you to everyone involved in the tournament and to the all sponsors.
I hold this? I hold this. Yes.
Congratulations to our opponent, Bianca and Michael. It was a great match. To my partner, Tim, I'm so glad I have you as a partner. Thank you so much for always supporting me and cheering me up. To my coach, thank you for always being with me when I was having a hard time. It has been really challenging mentally for me the past few days due to the unjust disqualifications from the women's doubles. I want to thank all the players, coaches, everyone for the heartfelt message of support. I was able to use all their positive energies to move forward so I could be here today. Thanks to my female doubles partner, Aldera, her team, and all the Indonesian fans. It has unfortunate that we were disqualified, but I'm doing my best so that we can return have one day and claim the women's doubles final. Hopefully, Borgard is okay. To Sarah and Marie, my opponents in the women's doubles this week, Aldira, and I hope that we can play each other again somewhere and have a great match. And sorry, so long. And lastly, to Roland Garros, it's unfortunate about the disqualification decision, but I'm looking for a positive outcome of my appeal so that I can receive my points, my prize money, and my recreation comeback. Thank you so much.
Arigato. Merci, Miyu. Thank you. Merci, Miyu. Tim devient le premier joueur allemand masculin à remporter le double mix de l'histoire de Roland Garros. He's the first German player, male German player, to get Tim en anglais pour les adversaires, mais aussi en français.
Yeah, first, Bianca, Mikey, sorry about today. I thought you played a great tournament. I thought you had only really tough opponents. Happy to play you in this great court, honestly. Sorry for the outcome, but yeah, maybe we can play again in the future. It would be quite nice. Yeah, then, of course, Miyu. I mean, unbelievable what has happened the last 10 days. With everything that's happened, I hope this helps you. I'm very, very happy to win, even without all the drama we had. And with all this, I hope you feel good. I hope this is somewhat redemption for everything that's happened. And I think you saw you get so much support from everywhere, and I think it's well-deserved. To your team, to my team, to my family, they're actually a bit crazy. They came today from home, but I'm happy they're here now. Thank you for coming. Mefi, thanks for the 11 days, for cooking for us. To Miu's coach, best coach on the tour for sure. ouais, dernièrement, merci beaucoup au tournoi, Roland Garros, tous les sponsors, Amélie, à tout le monde. Ouais, pour nous, pour les Allemands, c'est vraiment c'est le grand chelem de la maison pour nous aussi, parce que c'est très proche et ouais, c'est toujours, on a toujours un super temps ici. Merci beaucoup à tout le monde, merci au public aussi. J'espère que ça vous a plu. Merci pour le soutien et j'espère que vous avez une belle journée de tennis. Merci.
Merci Tim.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Match comptant pour les demi-finales du tournoi dames à Roland Garros 2023. Premier jeu de rentrée sur le court est 43e mondial. Elle était demi-finaliste à l'Open d'Australie 2021. Elle est de la République tchèque. Voici Karolína Muchová. Et elle s'est opposée à la numéro 2 mondiale, vainqueur de l'Open d'Australie cette année, Arina Sabalenka.
Charlotte and they will do the coin toss for us. Karolína, this is Paul Augustin and Charlotte and they will do the coin toss for us today.
Hi.
Guys, can you turn around? Yeah. Ladies, we had just a few reminders. The clubs are on top of the scoreboards and there will be one here as well. And for the towels, Arina, you're going to have the gray one and you're going to have the orange one. And we're going to have a photo that direction after the coin toss. Any questions? No? Voila? Oh.
Maybe we should.
Yes. We should. Heads or players or player or ball? Ball? Player. Once again? Player.
Receive.
I stay. Yeah. 3 minutes.
En tenue orange et avec le short noir, vous voyez une joueuse qui est le 21 août 1996 à Olomouc. Elle mesure 1m80, classée aujourd'hui à la 43e place mondiale. Son meilleur classement, elle l'obtenait il y a quelques semaines. Elle était 19e joueuse mondiale. Un troisième tour à l'US Open en 2018. Et en 2019, elle remportait son premier tournoi. C'était à Séoul. Elle était finaliste à Prague cette année-là. Un quart de finale à Wimbledon la même année. Une demi-finale à l'Open d'Australie en 2021. Un autre quart de finale à Wimbledon. Cette saison, elle était en quart de finale à Auckland, Dubaï et Indian Wells. C'est ça. Troisième participation ici, elle a éliminé Sakkari au premier tour, qui était numéro 8 mondial, Podroska, Begu, Avanasyan et Pavlyuchenkova pour se qualifier pour ses demi-finales. Elle est de la République tchèque, Karolína Muchová. En gros, son adversaire, il est le 5 mai 98 à Minsk, elle mesure 1m82. Professionnelle depuis 2013, classée aujourd'hui à la 2e place mondiale. Meilleur classement de sa carrière qu'elle a atteint dès le mois d'août 2021. Une première finale en 2017 à Tianjin. 2018, elle remportait les tournois de New Haven et de Wuhan. Elle a été victorieuse dans 3 autres tournois en 2019, Shenzhen, Wuhan et Zhuhan. Victorieuse également à Doha, Ostrava et Linz en 2020. Encore à Abu Dhabi et à Madrid en 2021 avec une demi-finale à Wimbledon et à l'US Open déjà. Des finales l'an passé, encore une demi-finale à l'US Open. Et cette saison, elle a remporté les tournois d'Adélaïde, récemment de Madrid et surtout l'Open d'Australie. Elle était finaliste à Indian Wells et à Stuttgart. C'est sa 6e participation ici. Elle a éliminé Kostiuk au premier tour, Shimanovic, sa compatriote, Rakimova, Stephens et enfin Elena Svitolina pour se qualifier pour ses demi-finales. Elle est numéro 2 mondiale, vainqueur de l'Open d'Australie, Arina Sabalenka.
Une minute. Madame et monsieur, partie au mérite de 3 manches avec jeu décisif dans toute la manche. Karolína Muchová a gagné le tirage au sort et a choisi de relancer. peint de l'échauffement.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
I think everybody is ready for one of the most anticipated matches of Roland Garros 2023. It was circled as soon as the draw was made. And in around 7 minutes' time, the world number one Carlos Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic will take to Philippe Chatrier. It is semi-final time in the men's event here at Roland Garros. And we will, of course, bring you ball-by-ball commentary of both matches. Lovely to have you with us. Blue skies, a few thin, wispy white clouds. And I do believe it is the hottest day of the tournament so far. 30 degrees. You imagine what it's like down there baking on the clay. Cannot wait for what's to come. So as I mentioned, the players will be out in a few minutes' time. What we want to do is hear from both of those. So before I have a chat with Simon, who's going to be alongside myself, Gigi, for the entirety of this first semi-final, let's hear a few words from the world number one.
Well done, Carlitos. Do you feel that your level is getting better with each round?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, my level is getting better every time that I'm winning. I think today was such a great level. I played really, really well. I would say one of my best matches on my career.
Next is an interesting match a lot of people have been thinking about since the beginning of the tournament against Novak. How do you anticipate that challenge of facing Novak to be like? And how, if at all, do you think your win over him last year will affect things on Friday?
Well, yeah, I would say since the draw came out, everyone was expecting that match, you know, the semi-final against Novak. Myself as well, I really want to play that match. Since last year, I really wanted to play again against Novak. You know, we both are playing a great level, and as I said before, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. So I'm really looking for that match. I'm gonna enjoy it, and of course, for me, it's amazing to make history. You know, playing a semifinal with such a legend like Novak. So it's gonna be a great match for me, and I would say the match we played last year doesn't affect too much to this one. You know, it was 1 year ago. I would say, you know, both learned a lot from that match. So it's going to be totally different. And let's see what happened on Friday.
And which is more important, his experience or your youth?
I want to think my youth. But he's going to be his 45 semi-final of a Grand Slam. This is going to be my second. So I would say the experience, you know, is better in that point. But I'm not going to think about that.
You've been quite critical of yourself, I think, over the last 10 days and your performances. But you've only, you know, you're still here. You're in the semi-finals. How difficult is it going to be to try and lift your level over the next couple of days so that you can be at your best in a semi-final where you'll definitely face someone who's at least been to a Grand Slam final, if not won one?
Well, look, you know, you have to try to be at your best on a given day. You know, everything was going in the great direction, and then, you know, I stepped out on the court today and probably part of me stayed in the locker room. I mean, that's how I felt and that's how I played. But also credit to Karen for serving well, playing well, but, you know, I made so many unforced errors and just had a terrible start. But that happens. That happens. And the good thing about Grand Slams is that, you know, you, even if you lose the first couple of sets, you still have a chance to win. It's not the first match that I managed to turn things around. This kind of wins, you know, I think serve as a great confidence booster, you know, mentally, also physically and emotionally for me. You know, it's important to win a match where you are, you know, you were losing or you were being down, and then you came back and won a match. So especially at the latter stages of a Grand Slam against the top players. Now I have a couple of days off, which is 2 days actually, which is good, I think, you know, to recover, to recuperate, recover all the energy, physical energy as possible, and then give it all on Friday. And, you know, of course, it's a big success. To, you know, yeah, I am self-critical, but I'm also, of course, content with the result. You know, I have to be. You know, it's semifinals of a Grand Slam, and it's exactly where I want to be. So, you know, hopefully, I can have another win on Friday.
Novak, you and Carlos have kind of been missing each other over the last year at tournaments. If it is Carlos that you play, how much will you relish that occasion? And also, a lot of players have talked about the kind of joy he brings to tennis. And I just wondered, what do you think he's brought to the sport?
Well, he carries himself very well. I mean, no doubt, very nice guy on and off the court, and brings a lot of intensity, of course, on the court. Reminds me of someone from his country, you know, that plays with left hand. He deserves his success, no doubt. You know, he's working hard, and he's a very complete player already, and only age, 19, 20. So we played only once in Madrid last year. It was a 7-6 in the third for him. We haven't played since, and yeah, you're right. You know, most of the tournaments this year we were not in the same draw, but here we are. You know, if it comes to that match, that's the match that, you know, a lot of people want to see, and it's definitely the biggest challenge for me, you know, so far in the tournament. And if you want to beat the best, you have to beat the best. So, you know, he's definitely a guy to beat here. So I'm looking forward to that. But he has to win against Tsitsipas. Let's not forget about that. We cannot disrespect Stefanos, who has played, you know, finals here, and he's top player for many years. So let's see what happens tonight.
Let's see what happens tonight. The noise you can hear, that's Djokovic coming out of the changing room door and the door closing behind me. He will now slap hands with every member of his team. And there's actually quite a few of them, but Carlos Alcaraz has quite a big team himself. And so now all these people who are surplus to requirements in terms of the actual match, so everybody has to leave. Carlos Alcaraz is on his own. His water bottle fell over. He's had to put the top back on. And now I think he's off to get a towel or something, Simon, because I think there's just a little bit of a spillage.
Or maybe he's just taking a little bathroom break before it starts. But yeah, he definitely spilled his water bottle there. Maybe a sign of nerves, who knows?
Oh yes, look, because it's mopping it out. Oh,
that's very
and that's
good
lovely of him. He came out with a towel to do it, and there was a lovely gentleman saying, "You're not doing it, I will do that." Djokovic still looks like he's having a party. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people with him. They're doing up his bag. Come on, leave him alone. Right, Djokovic will come out first. This is something he's not that used to.
Definitely not.
He's pulled out first. Marc Mourier with the introductions. Yes, we are.
On y va, c'est parti.
Behind Novak Djokovic, the squeaky shoes of Alcaraz as he's shadow swinging and then jumping up and down. Now he's doing some lunges. Well, Novak Djokovic, with all his kit, makes his way up the stairs, ready. You can still hear the Alcaraz shoes.
Yep.
And Djokovic can hear those shoes. And very shortly, the introductions.
Messieurs, Roland Garros 2023. Premier genre sur le court a remporté 22 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 2 ici à Roland-Garros. Il est serbe, Novak Djokovic.
It's a good reception for two-time champion, 22-time Grand Slam champion in his 45th. The numbers are bonkers. Grand Slam semi-final. And he's got a lovely young lady with him, accompanying him to the centre of the court. Now to the young man who was screeching in the tunnel with his shoes. He sweeps the hair to one side, or there's not a lot to be swept to one side. And the world number one, the 20-year-old, will make his way up the stairs, awaiting his introduction onto court Philippe Chatrier.
Il se reposait à celui qui n'a que 20 ans, déjà vainqueur d'un grand chelem à l'US Open l'an passé, le numéro 1 mondial, l'Espagnol Carlos Alcaraz.
How about that for a reception? He's just 20 years of age. He's not a veteran of these shores, of these parts, but he gets the reception of an experienced player because he is the world number one. He's already a Grand Slam champion. He's been in phenomenal form. We have both players. We'll get the housekeeping done very, very shortly. Gigi Salmon alongside Simon Cambers for this one. Anything can happen, as we know, in tennis. We're expecting this to go on for hours and hours and hours. It might not. It might be the Alcaraz that swept aside Tsitsipas. Who knows? But it is, for one thing, hugely intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to work out when the last match, as anticipated by so many people as this was, and thinking maybe Nadal Djokovic here last year, but this almost has a little bit more to it because Alcaraz is number one, he's the new kid on the block, and it's going to be fascinating to see, I think, how Novak Djokovic deals with this, not necessarily how Alcaraz does, because I keep coming back to the fact that, as the American journalist John Wertheim pointed out, Djokovic is 36, Alcaraz is 20. By rights, there really should be no contest. But Djokovic is still at the peak of his powers. Alcaraz is at the peak of his, and maybe not yet, but still, you know, number one in the world. And I think Djokovic may have to try to get inside the head of Alcaraz here.
And also in front of me, time start after announce the scores.
Early talks. This is your housekeeping.
The one with the orange sticker for you. Carlos, the gray sticker. Line umpires on every line. If you want me to check a mark, please stop the point, call me, make it clear. After the toss, we do a picture with the two kids and then only the two of you. Okay? Any questions? No? Do you want the ball or the player?
I'll take the player.
The player is called.
Djokovic takes the player.
Woo!
Well, that was a coin toss.
The ball?
Yeah.
Receive?
I love how clear, because sometimes you're sort of lip reading, thinking, what are they talking about? Djokovic called it. Alcaraz won it. He's elected to receive. There's a little bit of a breeze blowing. A lovely photo with the two mascots. We can add in a little bit of wind chat here because it has picked up quite a bit. Despite the fact where we are, up on the fifth floor, Philippe Chatrier outside the door, it's roasting. It's like an absolute sauna out there, Simon. We clearly saw the breeze down there on Philippe Chatrier.
Yeah, and this place, the wind swirls around. So it's not always a representation of what's happening outside. Different things happening inside the stadium. It could be swirling around. It could be gusting. We've seen that all these 2 weeks, really. And that'll be interesting. It's very hot, as you say. It's definitely the hottest day of the 2 weeks. And I think that will be a factor as the match goes on, and the wind too. So there are lots of external factors in who might win this match. But you know, basically, it comes down to who plays best.
They have met once before, 2022, in the semi-finals on the clay in Madrid. That is at altitude, and it was three sets on that occasion. As you pointed out, there is nearly a 16-year age gap between these two men. Djokovic wants the record. He's closing in on the record. He's at 22 Grand Slams. He knows that Roger Federer has now done. We don't know the fate or the future of Rafa Nadal. It is his to move on and to get to 23 and to get to 24 and to do what he can. But the younger generation have shown that they are here and they're ready.
Yeah, and this would be a tiny bit annoying for Djokovic. He's done all the hard work in getting to level with Rafael Nadal. And now here along comes this new Spaniard who might be getting in his way from taking over the other Spaniard. So it's slightly frustrating. But on the other hand, Djokovic loves a challenge. He loves a battle. And he's going to enjoy this. I mean, I was just talking to Sasha Osmo, who's a journalist from Serbia, who follows Djokovic all over the world and has done for the last few years. And he said he thinks that Djokovic will have a better chance at Wimbledon than winning here, which I think stands to reason. He's won it seven times. This is a real battle for him. I mean, the age difference, we'll see what really effect that has, but I think it is a factor. I mean, Alcaraz is like a bundle of energy, isn't he? He's bouncing around all the time. He's got so much energy. He looks like he could play forever.
You know what he is? He's a smiling, positive bundle of energy.
Yeah.
And you can be a bundle of energy and still be quite negative, but the positivity is almost like his superpower.
I wrote a story about that this week for Tennis Majors. How his charisma and his smile give him that extra edge, because all the players love him. You know, he's already got into position where he's number one in the world. Everybody likes him. They all slap hands, even when he's beaten them, you know, into submission on the court. It's like, oh, well done, Carlos, have you win? You know, he's got that edge already, but the crowd love him because his shots give them something to cheer immediately, the way he plays, the style he has. And so he doesn't even have to work at getting the crowd on his side. And that's a massive advantage.
It is. And when we think of his relatively inexperienced, it's what, his second appearance? And the reception he got, yes, I know he's proven himself by getting to 1-0-1, he's a US Open champion. But for this crowd that can take a while to warm to people, they've already, look, they either really